one explanation has to be given for the Bharatiya Janata Party's electoral madness in the Hindi heartland and nearby states. It is their arrogance. Even more than Narendra Modi, it is the party's and the government's haughtiness that is being reflected nowadays everywhere. It seems like the ruling government, the Bharatiya Janata Party, has fallen a prey to a disease called arrogance. Not just the face of the party, that is Narendra Modi, but his party's leaders, its spokespersons, its cabinet ministers, too, have fallen a prey to this disease, which gets reflected through their press conferences, speeches, rallies, etc. A couple of days ago, The Print had conducted an interview of Zamiruddin Shah, a retired Lieutenant General of the Indian Army. General Uddin is also the ex-Vice Chancellor of the Aligarh Muslim University. The Print, he had shared his experience about his first meeting with Smriti Irani and how she insulted him because he told her not to meddle into the affairs of the Aligarh Muslim University. He adds that he asked Narendra Modi to intervene and the Prime Minister reassured Shah after this incident took place.
So I rushed off to Mrs. Smriti Irani's residence.
Right.
The meeting had already started. The Chief Minister of Kerala had left a guide for me. I was ushered in. Yes, who are you? I said, I'm General Shah. You know me well enough. I'm the Vice Chancellor of AMU. Who invited you here? I said, the Kerala Chief Minister asked me to be part of the delegation. Who pays you? The government of Kerala, the central government. I said, right, ma'am. I saluted and walked off because I had got the message.
Irani, who holds an imperative designation in the cabinet, insulting a person in the capacity of Deputy Chief of Indian Army, a person who has served his entire life for the country. This is not the only insult to the person himself, but his post as well. Now let's talk about another such Union Minister, Ravi Shankar Prasad, who holds the law and justice portfolio of our government. In a recent press conference where Ravi Shankar Prasad was talking about the controversies surrounding the same issue, that is Rafael deal, the part is not clear actually, and a lot of grey areas are left to be answered. In this press conference, Union Minister starts accusing the leader from the opposition.
राहुल गांधी से हम कुछ और उम्मीद कर भी नहीं सकते न गुण कुछ है न काबिलियत कुछ है परिवार के कारण वहां बैठे हुए हैं एक ऐसा व्यक्ति जो भ्रष्टाचार जमीन की लूट और शेयर की लूट में नेशनल हेराल्ड केस पे चार्जशीटेड है अपनी मां के साथ उससे और हम कुछ अपेक्षा कर भी नहीं सकते Rahul Gandhi is utterly irresponsible when he is insisting that we must disclose everything before the country. By insisting that, he is playing into the hands of Pakistan and China. झूठ बोल रहे हैं राहुल गांधी मैंने शर्म से कहा ना 2012 में सब कुछ हो गया था मैंने बताया आपको सारी सच्चाई आपको बता दी उन्होंने negotiation फाइनलाइज को तोड़ दिया क्योंकि घूस नहीं मिला और उनके पास आज कुछ है नहीं बार बार हारते हैं तो प्रधानमंत्री के खिलाफ उनके द्वारा लगाए गए शर्मनाक बेबुनियाद अस्तरहीन आरोप की मैं भर्त्सना करता हूं और देश की जनता इसको विश्वास नहीं करने वाली
है। Think once, the way, the languages and the tone that he uses against a leader, this is sad. Now let us show you another such example, Sambit Patra, who is a national spokesperson of the Bharatiya Janata Party. It is not new that the kind of language that he uses when answering to country's legitimate issues such as Rafael deal. He diverts the topic to the leader from the opposition party every time and insults him to all extents.
The clown prince held a press conference yet again. Clown prince. The clown prince held a press conference yet again. झूठ के सहारे पे क्लाउन प्रिंस ने आज पुनः एक प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस किया है यह उनकी आदत बन चुकी है देश की जनता जान चुकी है कि झूठ पर फरेब पर कंफ्यूजन क्रिएट करके जिस प्रकार का अपना राजनीतिक इमारत बनाने की कोशिश राहुल गांधी कर रहे हैं, यह संभव नहीं है। पूरा गांधी परिवार भ्रष्ट है। दो लोग बेल पे बाहर हैं, मां बेटे, और एक के चोरी के विषय में जितना कहा जाए रॉबर्ट वाड्रा, उतना कम है। पूरा परिवार भ्रष्ट परिवार है और दूसरों की तरफ उंगली दिखा रहे हैं। द क्लाउन प्रिंस स्टिल हैज द ऑडेसिटी ऑफ होल्डिंग अ प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस एंड लाई थ्रू हिज टीथ। मतलब पुनः झूठ बोलना, एक बार झूठ पकड़े जाने के बाद, यह राहुल गांधी जी की निर्लज्जता है। मैं अच्छे शब्दों का प्रयोग करूंगा, राहुल गांधी जी की तरह बुरे शब्दों का प्रयोग नहीं करूंगा।
At times, this arrogance seems to be more of a frustration. This is such a shameful manner that the core lawmakers of our country behave such unmannerly. With only 276 seats, we can see such arrogance within our ruling government. Now the question is, if this same Bharatiya Janata Party gets 300 plus seats, imagine the kind of arrogance they will have. This will reach to such a zenith that one day they will ensure that nobody enters the parliament, or worse, they might beat up the opposition rulers. And if this continues, God save the democracy of our country. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.